Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
I like eggs.
You like eggs?
I like eggs.
What do you
I like
what eggs.
Eggs.
You have to eat before you come into the studio, like a
five-year-old. We have a jam. I'm on a high-protein diet. I'm like a paleo diet.
You know people
go to restaurants.
We're not letting that go.
You know when people go to restaurants and they pick their own lobster?
Yes.
The restaurant I go to, I pick my own cow or my own lamb or my own sheep. Okay.
I thought a paleo diet was something about dinosaurs.
Something like that.
Yes, dinosaur eggs.
The studio is packed. Who's here today? Let's do some announcements.
Go ahead. Do the announcement.
Okay, we have Sophia Newport.
Yay!
Sponsored by Gun for Hire, competitive shooter.
All right.
And the infamous Cheyenne Roberts.
I have a signed magazine by
10 years old, and she's our little protege. And she also goes to Trenton and testifies, and she's on Nightline and Dateline and CNBC and MSNBC and Fox News and anywhere else people want to hear our side. She's there pushing it and showing people how nice and wholesome an American shooting firearms are.
I hear you kicked Nightline's butt.
Yes,
you did.
She was afraid with those guns, wasn't she?
Yes.
When you were in the woods with her, remember that?
Yep.
That was hysterical, man. That was great. So, ladies, welcome. And we have a great show today. So we have the two of them are on the show. Listen, we talk about keeping it into the family, and I sponsor Gun for Hire. We sponsor these two ladies. Gear, equipment, anything that they need to get them out there so they can bring home some big fat trophies. And again, just continue to perpetuate that our sport isn't the old guard, white guy, you know, Duck Dynasty looking people anymore. Neither one of them look like they belong on Duck Dynasty.
No, I don't think so.
Seriously. But listen to this. I get an email. We're still doing the Toys for Tots collection, by the way.
I brought my toys.
Yeah. Cheap.
I have them here.
A puzzle with three pieces missing does not qualify as a donation toy, you cheap thing.
I can't put the same thing you put in. That's not
Listen. Okay. I just ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon.com, had it drop shipped here.
Yeah, of course.
Michael Del Greco dropped off a huge check 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And I gave him accolades on the radio show. Sends me an email yesterday. He goes, "Tonight, my wife Pat answers the business phone, talks to a potential client, asks where he got our name, finds out he heard my name on Gun for Hire Radio as a Toys for Tots donor. He Googled me, found out I was a home inspector, and called because he was in the process of buying a home. One can never go wrong by doing a good deed. Mike Del Greco, Woodland Park, New Jersey." Thank you again, Mike. You see how it works with us? You see how the word spreads? I'm throwing that out, by the way. You see how it spreads? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, so, one of the things we always say about this particular community, right, and you guys see it, is the fact that everybody's very giving.
Yeah.
It just seems to be like that. Have you guys found that out on the circuit, pretty much?
Yeah, like, everyone's willing to, like, show their gear, and I just tried Cheyenne's shotgun today, so it just shows how everyone's willing to give up a piece of their time to help you.
To help you.
Cheyenne?
And when I was in Georgia, Lena's mom, Kay, offered for her to send down the shotgun that Lena started on. Yeah.
Here's the twist, though, Sandy. Years ago, the men folk would help them in a condescending way. Hey, girlies, maybe you should try this or whatever. Now what we're finding is it's not only the men that are helping objectively, but there's women competitive shooters that are ahead of these guys that are also offering their help. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Cheyenne?
Yes.
Right? Women are stepping in, which is really, really cool to have it to this point where their peers are now female shooters that have already broke this ground, and these ladies are just following behind them. So that not only are they getting our help, but they're getting help of other competitive shooters. And this sport is very unselfish, right? Everybody's willing to help. Nobody's looking to hurt you in any way, like break your equipment or something so they'll get an edge. It's not that way. Everybody helps each other out. We talk about it all the time. how if I'm in the range and I'm shooting and someone next to me is struggling or they ask me what type of gun I'm shooting, the first thing I do is offer if they want to try it. Mm-hmm. And I'll even give them some advice if they look like they'll take advice, correct?
Yeah.
So it's a great thing to be in a sport where it's so objective and so wholesome. You know, again, but the media perceives us as these evil people. Like when you saw Cheyenne's last special, you know, oh, somebody was talking about, well, her arm is going to get, because her arm was hurt from the shotgun. Well, I'm a huge guy. Even me, when I shoot a shotgun all day, my arm is sore.
It's going to hurt, yeah.
That's life. If I ran a marathon, imagine, if I ran a marathon, my feet would hurt then that night and the next day, correct?
Yeah, my jaw would hurt if you ran a marathon.
From laughing?
From laughing.
So let's talk, ladies. What's on the agenda? Let's start with Cheyenne. Now you got all winter to practice and get all your gear together. What's coming up? You told me March is when the season starts for you again. So what do you have? Talk freely.
I'm in April. I'm going to Tennessee for the NRA convention.
I'll be there too.
Cool.
Yeah.
You were there last year.
I'm there every year.
Yeah.
He's like a bad rash.
Yes.
He just keeps coming back.
So you're going to be at the NRA convention and you're going to be walking around and spreading the gospel?
Yes.
Okay. No shooting there, or you're going to go like to media events maybe with
media
Dad
events.
And shoot some
I'm
of the new guns
go,
and stuff?
To Frog Lubes. Stand, go meet. I'm not sure who I'm going to meet.
But you're ready for this, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't wait, right?
Yes.
You prepare for this. And Sophia, what do you have? You said January you start in a frigid winter?
Yeah, it's going to be cold. But
yeah, you picked January. Why did you pick January?
Well, Jackson is usually the club I go to do Steel Challenge and USPSA, and they're having a match in January. So.
Oh, wow.
Nice chilly match.
Central Jersey, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's my club, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
cool.
I really like it there, so everyone's really friendly. So.
All right, so I need to come out and see you then.
Yeah, if you want
to. What gear are you running right now? What gun are you running?
I'm doing Glock 34 now. I've transitioned to it now, and I'm starting to feel really comfortable with it. And we just got our theory on to work again, so it's probably going to be those two.
And Shy, what are you running?
Glock 19 and a full AR.
And what else? What about your shotgun?
20-gauge shotgun.
20-gauge shotgun? What name?
12-gauge.
What 12-gauge? What name?
Beretta
1301. Beretta 1301, 20 gauge, and she's
12.
How many pounds, Hugh? How many pounds do you weigh? 12. How many pounds do you weigh?
I don't know.
She's about 60 pounds, maybe.
Repeat this again for my wife, please, because she insists on having a 20 gauge shotgun, and she shot it twice. A 12 gauge shotgun. Now, how much do you weigh? Like 17 pounds, or something like that.
Oh, it's just sort of look she gave him.
Yeah, I know.
I'll show you his car when you leave later.
Nice. Very good. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to a representative from Frog League.
Let's do it.
Who is sponsoring you, right?
Yep.
Yeah, excellent. All right, we'll be right back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic. Check him out and please support those who support us. I just want to thank everyone that turned up last week to buy the cupcakes at the cupcake sale. Sandy, I saved some for you, but they're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah, I want everybody to know that the cupcake sale was a success, raising well over $1,500 for Canines for Warriors.
Wow.
Which I'm matching, and Walter Haas is matching, by the way.
Excellent.
The other thing
Walters
is...
Walters are the best.
Yes. Me and Evan Pinelli went to the train show, the modelengineers.org, without you.
But you ate my cupcakes.
And with the cupcakes. Right. And January 3rd and 4th, they're having a winter show. It's in Carlstadt, New Jersey. I saw Ray Sanchez and his wife and kids at the train show. Listen, I'm not a model train guy. January 3rd and 4th from 1 to 6 p.m., modelengineers.org. Go check this out. It's a whopping dollar to get in for kids. It's $7 for adults.
Are you buying tickets
for
me if I
No. But you really need to check this out. It's unbelievable, the spread of stuff that you'll see there. So we know that Frog Lube has been sponsoring Cheyenne for a while now. And a few weeks ago, Sophia was on and said she had jamming issues with her gun. And she said she switched to what product?
Frog Lube.
And what happened?
It worked perfectly.
So enter...
Clover.
Hi, Clover.
Are you with us?
How are you?
And this is Clover from Frog Lube.
I am. I run the sponsorship program for Frog Lube, and I would love to extend to Sophia to come and be a part of our fun team.
Oh, if awesome. She's interested. I'll definitely give you... interested.
Good deal.
Wow, you guys are great.
I didn't get a Frog Lube hat.
I didn't either. Wait a minute. Clover,
you gotta be a really awesome girl right now.
Clover, dude, we didn't get any Frog Lube hats. We're going to now have to fight Sophia for the Frog Lube hat.
And I did not fight fair.
Hey,
let me tell you something, Clover.
Wait a minute. Cheyenne got a hat. Sophia got a hat.
Nice.
You don't have a hat. What are we?
I'm remiss. I'll have to send out some hats.
Absolutely. And you could also send up some Frog Lube.
I want to thank you for sponsoring these two fine young ladies, Clover. I jumped on the bandwagon with Cheyenne early in her career, as well as Sophia early in her career. And so far, they've been doing nothing but making us proud. They haven't destroyed any hotel rooms yet.
Not yet.
We've had no diva moments or anything yet where they've thrown temper tantrums in public or anything. I mean, not yet.
Best sponsorship you've ever had.
Best sponsorship I've ever had. I sponsored a boxer once. He broke his neck.
Lord.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your product and how people can find it.
No problem. You can always check out the website, and it's just www.frogloop.com. Real hard.
Hey,
but,
Clover,
anyways,
Clover, it's, have 20, a, it's 2014. Yeah. You don't need to say www.
Oh, well, you know, after 40, it's all
I'm not going to go there. You should never say things like that.
Oh, I shouldn't. It's okay. I'm proud of it. Anyway, so we have a great apparel website too now, so you can actually order apparel on the web there. That's a new addition to our web.
I guess line. So. What you're saying then is that we have to order our own hats from the.
Yeah, that's
fine. No,
no, that's okay. Oh, no, that's all fine. Listen, if I had a self-esteem, it would be hurt right now.
Okay, well, you know, but I'm just letting you know for everyone else, because obviously, you know, I don't have a problem helping you guys out with some hats, but I want to plug that we do have apparel because it was such a demand. We had so many people asking, so we decided to launch that, so it's available for purchase.
Really cool product.
Listen, this hat is a knit hat. It's white. If Sandy, if you put this on, you will look like a fat Q-tip.
Just saying.
Okay. Just saying.
Very nice.
So But that's really nice of you, Clover. And so we can go to your website, and we want people to support us. Now, these two ladies basically, you know, are excited to use your product and be sponsored. And it's weird how, you know, Sophia said, I think, did someone suggest Frog Loop to you at a match, or how did it work?
Yeah, I think someone suggested to us at Jackson when we were just at a steel competition.
And you just tried it?
Yeah.
And because it was cold out, your other stuff, the viscosity wasn't getting thin enough in the cold weather.
Yeah, that just fixed that right up.
So,
yeah,
so
you were
Clover, how do you like that?
You actually had a jam, right?
No, yeah, I was jamming every other round, and so we cleaned the guns with Frog Lube, and it worked perfect.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I was deer hunting this past weekend and borrowed a gun that I didn't have time to Frog Lube beforehand, and missed a second shot where I could have probably got it if it would have been Frog Lube. So I feel ya.
Nice. Wow. Nice, but this is exactly, I mean, this is perfect that you're jumping on the wagon to be a sponsor of Sophia as well as Cheyenne. Cheyenne, you like the product? I hear that when you go to, like, the school dances, you wear it, a little drop of it like perfume. Is this true or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now you're getting a look I got before. She's going to kick your butt. She did it tonight. Right?
Yeah, our Clover, I don't know if you've ever gotten the look from Cheyenne yet. Wait till you get that look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait until you get that look. So what is the product that you two guys use? Is it just one universal product? Tell us about it, Clover.
Yeah, no, it's we have an actual complete system, which if you refer to what we call the gospel, you know, millions of dollars went into the tech manual for developing product for the armed forces to use. That was our first testing ground. They prefer a solvent for cleaning and a lube for lubing. The CLP does clean, obviously. It's a clean lube protect. But the solvent removes fouling and other types of things. And it's so much faster and ultrasonic than anything you can imagine. And it comes out the right temperature, about 120 degrees is the ideal temperature to actually apply Frog Lube, and then it should look dry when you're finished. So if you've lubed up the gun and it looks wet, you got problems. You don't want it to look like that. The metal lubricates itself. You just have to trust the technology is there. It's not going to fail you. And when you do trust, for 4 years now, I've never used anything else, and I haven't had a jam.
So we're going to try it here at the range. You know, I'm going to give it a try, too. Sophia, have some in your bag, I'll bet, right?
Probably.
Okay, yeah, probably. We're gonna try it here at the range also. So what's the call to action? Our supporters that know we support these two ladies and we keep everything in the family, where would you like everybody to go to check out your products and everything, Clover?
That would be frogloop.com.
Okay.
And there is a dealer list on there, and we have an entire network of dealers across the country as well as distributors who sell product, and it's easily zip code searchable. So that should be a real easy way for you guys to check it out.
Will you be at the SHOT Show?
I will be at SHOT Show.
Booth
we do have a booth there.
002, right?
I will be there with Rob this year, so I will definitely make the pilgrimage over to your booth and check you guys out as well.
Right. We have some great faces of shooting that'll be there. Chris Costa will be at the booth for quite a while, so have some good stuff happening.
I only care about my two girls. Sorry.
I understand. Well, I'm just telling you. Believe me, I care about your two girls too.
Okay. No, I'm gonna come and check them out, and make sure you have one of these white hats in the booth for me, and not my co-host Sandy.
Yeah,
I know. That's for women. You know, we don't have those for guys. So if you want a hat with pink on it, we're good. I have no problem.
That's his favorite color. Pink.
Pink is what? No, it's not. But Sandy would love a pink hat. What other products do you guys have in your repertoire over there that we
have,
should know about?
We have the new Super Degreaser, which is the brand new product that we launched just really recently. It's pretty amazing product. It strips the gun. So if you have anything that you need to just start over from scratch at, you know, that's the way to do it.
Wow.
But real neat stuff. I mean, we've developed and we're developing and continuing to develop other products too. So we're not a one shot game. We have some other things that we're working on And they'll be released as we do. We might have a new one for SHOT. I don't know. I usually don't release that information. It's, you have to come see us at the booth.
Oh, I'll be there.
Booth number 7002.
Now, for our listeners out there, you see Clover's on talking about a product, sponsoring both of these ladies. If there's any other listeners out there that are interested in sponsoring these ladies for product services or anything, just reach out to, you can send an email to talkback@gunforhireradio.com, and then we'll forward it to the respective people just to make it easy for everybody. But you see how we keep everything in the family. And again, Frog Lube is out there supporting these two ladies who are early in their career, not just the famous faces who were established out there. And I want to commend you and your entire company for that as well, Clover.
Oh, thanks. That was the spearheading effort behind really the promotion of the Second Amendment. We really, if we don't start at the youth, we're in trouble. So,
we're out of time on this segment, Clover.
Clover,
thank you for
you
your
so
support.
Much.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Non-chemo-hation. Pick it up, give it a spin.
Aha, you got a new sponsor. That's good. The two
Thank you
together.
So much for the
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. A strong supporter, Ron Sousa, also has reaped many benefits of being a sponsor of our show by people keeping it in the family. Ron just wants everybody to know that he has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving and forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. The website is MontvilleOffice.com or call 973-575-6080 for more info. December 23rd, the Second Amendment Women's Organization is having a party, and Ron graciously donated his 70-person meeting room. And myself and James Kalita and a few others are going to go out with the guys. We're going to go to JR Tobacco and Whippany and have some cigars and some appetizers. By the way, I just want a quick blurb. I'm waiting for prepared statements from Knappen and James Kalita. Last year, James Kalita filled out something improperly, and he was arrested, and he spent 18 days incarcerated.
But he was arrested because he stood up in a state Senate hearing and
yes.
said, "You're out of order." And then they went hunting
He gave Norcross a hard time on air, and he spent 18 days in prison. And his case was heard by Lewis Knappen from the Evan Knappen Law Firm this week in Warren County, New Jersey. And the case was dismissed, and all charges were dropped. And 18
God.
Days of his life, he'll never get
Destroyed.
Back. He lost
Destroyed.
His job.
Lost his job.
It probably affected custody issues and everything. I don't know. We're trying to get James on, but he has to clear it with Evan before he can come on and talk about the details. But I'm talking from what I read from the news releases, which is public knowledge. So this is what we deal with in this state.
If you speak out against the machine, you're going to get in trouble. They're going to hunt you down and come up with whatever they can in order to be able to prosecute you the way they feel.
Correct. Like. Now, if you guys that are listening, if you want to come out with us the 23rd, the night of the Saw event, we're going to be at Montville Executive Suites about 6 to 7 p.m., hanging out with the ladies, and then we're going to go over about 5 miles away to JR and Whippany and have some cigars and stuff. So if you want to shake James's hand for standing up for our rights, you're more than welcome to
do so.
Are
you guys going to the Saw event?
Probably not.
Probably not?
Probably. It's more for older ladies. They're still young.
Well, why aren't they allowed?
Butt out.
All right.
Butt out.
It sounds awful discriminatory to me.
Go ahead, Cheyenne. What do you got?
Okay. Anthony, I have something for you because I'm so proud of the appreciation that you have for me.
Is it money?
No. Is it money?
Is it cigars?
No.
Come on. So all right, what is it?
Take it over to Anthony.
Uh-oh, this is big. Wait,
wow,
there's
this is
this
huge.
Big
what is
thing.
It?
What is this?
You're going to have to open it.
You're going to have to open it.
Okay.
And then see.
Okay. This makes for good radio. All right, open it. Look at it. Very nice. Just be careful.
I can't.
Wait, I
it's
have to see.
It's not my nature.
I'm so happy.
Sandy, describe what's going on.
I see the back of a frame. Is what, you know, and we do have a video crew in here today. Look at this. My goodness.
Oh.
Wow. This is huge. All right. And it is a frame.
Wait, you see this?
Wow.
Look it at is this. A huge, wow, like, a 3 foot by 4 foot frame.
With a
and
jersey.
It's Cheyenne Roberts' jersey, and it's pictures of her shooting, her Glock and her AR, and at the cover of Junior Shooters Magazine, and it says, Anthony, thanks for all of the help and support this season. Cheyenne Roberts, 2014.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Bravo, look at that. Thank
and
you.
And Anthony, this is one of the jerseys that I wore at the Pro-Am.
Is it really?
Yes.
That is,
this is great. We're going to frame this out in the hallway, probably like right there or something, and we're going to cherish that. And next year I want a bigger one, and I want one for Sophia, too. Okay?
All right, you're already on record, Sophia. You have to now.
Yes, okay? Thank you so much.
You're
you have to do for me is continue to making us proud, okay? Doing what you do, practicing safety, and keep perpetuating our sport out there and what it's all about. And that's all you have to do back for me. And I'll write an occasional check for you. How's that?
Your early Christmas present.
Bah humbug. But thank you.
You brought up Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not
It's
big.
Only, it's only t- it's okay. 11 days away.
It's only 11 days away.
Oh, you would know, right?
You're
8 years old. Right, you would know. Nice. So, thank you, guys. Thank you for holding that up, bro. You're the best. I appreciate that. Damn it. I'm going to take a picture of that. I'll post it online, by the way. We'll get maybe one of these photographers that are in the studio and get a nice high-res picture and send it to me. Hint, hint, hint. Or post it and I can share it. So let's talk a little bit more. So your Glock 19 obviously is 9mm now. Are you a dad reloading?
Not yet.
Not yet? Are you going to start reloading?
I want to. I mean, that's what everybody, the top people do so they can custom tailor the rounds. It's a question of having the money to buy the reloading equipment for a 9mm, a 5.56, and a 12-gauge.
Gotcha.
I mean, you're talking a few $1,000s worth of reloading equipment.
Well, when you're ready, I'll give you all the brass that you need.
I appreciate that.
We just gave Sophia, how much brass did we give you?
It was like thousands. It was.
I saw the bucket. I saw the picture.
Bucket of brass.
Oh, I saw the picture.
We had our guy take it and clean it. It's all once fired brass. Yeah, and we gave her about 10,000 rounds.
And that's still the one piece of the puzzle that we're missing is an ammo, sponsor.
So you hear that? We need ammo sponsors. Yep, reloading ammo sponsor. And ammo sponsors. Let's go. Let's get out there. This is great for business. People come in all the time and mention these ladies' names, all right? They see what we're doing out there. National attention, national media. And again, they haven't gone diva on us yet, okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? Where, you know, Sophia's throwing a tantrum at a diner because they gave her a red M&M's or something. You know? So, or Cheyenne, you know, her bacon was well done, so she throws the whole table over and storms out. They're not up to that point yet. So, well, what happens a lot of times, guys, is as you start to get famous, it has this narcotic effect where you feel you can start walking on people. You see it all the time with famous people. They start out very humble in their roots, very appreciative, and then they get to a point where you give them something, they go, that's it, you know, because it just becomes a part of the whole situation. So we don't want that to happen to you guys. Now let's talk about school. How are two of you both doing in school? Let's start with Sophia.
I'm good. Stressful, but still pulling through.
Okay. And Cheyenne?
New school, new grade.
Okay.
Fifth grade.
But you're doing okay?
Yes.
Yeah, you're making friends and everything?
Yes.
They, keeping some marks of them, up and all?
Your marks, are, grades are okay?
Yes.
See, Sandy's old. He says marks.
Sorry.
We say grades. Marks? Yeah, grades. Yeah.
First grades. Quarter was a little bit of a struggle.
Stop.
He was. He took stagecoach to school.
I did.
They used to say, "How's your marks?"
Yeah, they had marks.
Okay.
That was when Moses. It was still. Moses was actually a classmate of mine.
He went to school with Moses.
I did,
and that movie's coming out now. He should be in the movie.
I should be.
But we want you guys to make us proud. And your school grades have to be good, obviously. You can't have those. Because here's what happens now. People hold you guys to a higher standard. You know, if you throw a temper tantrum or have a fight, then it's not Cheyenne, the fifth grader. It's Cheyenne, the gun person. And then secondary fifth grader. Do you understand? You have to answer to a lot more pressure now. You know, there's a lot more pressure on you guys. And I mean, don't let it make you lose sleep. But you just have to remember that that's you want this. Everything comes with a price. OK, you want it. You got to work for it. And obviously, you guys are doing great so far. I can't wait. We'll see Sophia when she gets on the camera, too. They'll be putting the microphone out there and stuff and national attention as you continue to progress. Maybe this, who knows, 2005 might be a year where the two of you shoot together.
2005.
15. Sorry, Sandy brought me back.
You're going back.
2015, you guys. Sorry, I know you weren't even born yet, right?
Yes, I was.
Oh, what year were you born?
I was born in 2004.
Listen to that, listeners. 2004.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. A long time ago.
A lifetime ago for you.
I'm wearing a shirt I wore in 2004.
I know. Me too.
But yes, so you have to just remember that you have to stay grounded and continue to make us proud because you're under the microscope now. But it's going to be worth it all in the end. You know, there's scholarships and everything out there for what you guys are doing.
And you do, you like what you do too, right? I
mean, yes.
You like this stuff.
Both of you like it, right? It's not like you, but the two of you, your respective dads, are not dragging you out there. You like
it,
right?
Yes.
The point I was going to make is 2015, they might end up competing alongside each other or against each other.
Oh, yeah.
You just never know.
Well, we told Sophia she has to show up at the Broadway Pro-Am this year.
Okay.
She has to go.
Well, she shot her shotgun today, so now, okay, here we
definitely
go.
An
and she's going to be getting a Medallion, too. Shy has a Beretta 1301. They're sister companies, but they're competing companies also.
Ah, see?
And now these two are teammates for Gun for Hire, so they're going to be competing together, but against each other.
I love it. I love it. No dirty business, okay?
No tying the shoelaces?
Business, no tying your shoelaces together. No going over and taking firing pins out of your guns or anything like that.
You know?
No. What was the skater's name that hit the girl in the
leg?
Yeah,
I was just going to say Tanya Harding.
No Tanya Harding moments. You guys don't even know what that is. Yeah. What year were you born, Sophia?
1999.
I'm old, man. Wow. But this is great. We need you guys. You have this youthful energy, and that's what we want. So, Shy, what's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Ugh, I hate numbers. Remember, we talked about this before. And Sophia, what's your favorite?
I'm on the English side.
Okay, you like to see more? Me too. I told you, math, they really got me in math when they started using letters.
Well, you need math for shooting when you're doing
Well, that's
range.
Why I don't shoot far distances. I only shoot a handgun close up. I don't like math.
but we started using letters.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Buon Natale e felice anno nuovo a tutti.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Bach is running for NRA board seat this year. His website is Bach, BACHBIO.com, BachBio.com.
Bach,
I'm supporting Scott Bach from New Jersey and Joe DeBurgolis from New York this year. There's 35 people running for 25 seats, which is going to be really tough.
Wow.
And we really need Bach to stay on. So BachBio.com, all right?
New York needs the burglars, too.
I also want to send a big thank you to Arlene Cole from New York State, a huge listener of Gun for Hire Radio. She just ordered some stuff from us. I want to thank Arlene for her support and everything that she does for us. She tells everybody about us, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So thank you, Arlene, and have a safe and happy holiday. Listen, a couple of things. Number one is Bergen County Police, okay, shut down an entire high school and had a lockdown and brought dogs in because they found a bullet.
A bullet?
In Ramsey.
Bullet?
A bullet. A bullet.
A
complete
bullet.
Lockdown.
Good thing none of you guys live in Ramsey.
Now, I can understand it because where there's a bullet, there might possibly be a what?
G-U-N.
A gun, all right? So I can understand
that word,
I can understand that. But yeah, G-U-N. I can understand you know, that they have to be crazy that way. This I find more palatable than expelling someone who had a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Okay. This I
actually
find
actually just in my school.
Tell us.
A girl from, I'm not sure if it was fifth or sixth grade, brought in a starter pistol and got in some pretty big trouble.
I don't think we should be bringing starter pistols to school. Because if you're not a gun person, it could be construed as a gun. And
yes,
you can kill somebody with a pistol that shoots flares, too. But a starter pistol looks just like a real gun. And
yes,
everybody's on high alert after all these high-profile police shootings. So for me and Ramsey, finding a bullet, I'd be worried that someone brought a gun in and dropped the bullet on the floor
from
their magazine or something. Well, the media would say clip, so...
Yeah, from the magazine clip.
Correct. They would say clip. Look, she hates that. 10 years old, she hates the word clip. I love it. Knuckle punch. Beautiful. Beautiful. See, but that's good because she's going to spend the next 85 years correcting people.
Right.
I didn't start correcting people on that until I was in my 20s, so she's got to jump on us.
Exactly. Right? Do you realize also today is 12, 13, 14. The next time this happens,
12,
you guys 14. Will be like 115 years old. We'll be long dead. So remember that we told you today to remember 12, 13, 14.
Wow.
You just go right in order.
I didn't realize it was 12, 13, 14.
12, 13, 14. Yeah.
What does it mean, anything?
No.
Is it in the Maya or Incan calendars?
Your Mayan calendar or something.
Do I have to cut a heart out of someone now
I
and
think
give
so.
It to the sun
something
god?
Something about sacrificing
a, open up?
A goat or something.
The other thing is, ladies, it's a good time to be into guns because there was just a Pew Research poll, and for the first time in 20 years, more people in America support the Second Amendment than gun control.
Well, that's good.
Yes. It was a very good, right, Sandy, we're talking about unbiased We're talking about unbiased research here.
Right.
It wasn't done by the NRA. It wasn't done by the Brady Group
for handgun
control. No, it's
done by Pew. Yeah, Pew Research.
And people just don't want to deal with it anymore. They know that gun control doesn't lower crime and doesn't stop the violent crime out there.
I think a lot of times, too, what is with the anti-gun side has poured so much nonsense into the media that people are just tired of hearing of things. They're just tired of it. You know, it's
correct.
Overloaded.
Correct. So I think it's encouraging that we see that this happened.
Now, well, I think guys like you guys, too, I really play a great part in this, in the fact that, you know, you put your faces to something that everybody says is so bad, and you're coming out and you're...
And you're being inspiration to other kids that and adults that think that kids and guns automatically mean that kids can't go with guns.
Correct. Correct.
When me and her are doing it.
Exactly. Right. And you're doing it all the time. You're doing it safely and you're enjoying it.
Yes.
And it's a sport. That this is, I think that we miss a lot of this too. Don't you think, Aunt, the fact that we overlook the fact of how fun shooting really is? You know, we get so caught up with the legislative nonsense and the, you know, trying to defend something that you just really like. And as a, even as a pastime.
Like, as I said when I was testifying, why should we be punished when other people are doing bad things with guns?
Right, correct. Correct. If you know, if you like golf and somebody goes out and beats somebody in the head with a golf club.
which has happened.
Which has happened more than once. Right here in New Jersey. Remember the Anthony Craparata? You know, he was beat on the golf course. He was beat to death with a 9-iron.
Not on the golf course, in a gas station.
In a gas station.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great. Uh-huh. Yes, with a golf club.
So, but that's why you guys are out there representing us. Real quick, couple of letters. Thank you, Andrew from Orlando, Florida, for the Christmas story letter.
He's born there.
Sweet.
He's scared because, you know, Ralphie from A Christmas Story is afraid the cops will lock him up or they might shoot him with his Red Ryder BB gun. Chris Smuda from People's Republic of Canada.
Hey, Chris.
Congratulations, Anthony, for making through episode 184 without dry heaving as a result of the Christmas music. I hate Christmas music. Okay? And Chris wrote, Sandy, if you didn't get any hate mail this week, up yours. Only about 40,000 more hate mails until you catch up to Anthony, which is true, okay?
No, it's just we talk about yours. And I get the death threats. So and we have to turn mine over to the friggin' FBI. That's all we have to do. Yours, we get to talk about.
He says, thanks for unleashing Governor Christie on my city about 10 days ago. He stopped by to talk about oil pipelines, which I'm completely in favor of. The downside is that the price of anything covered in nacho cheese has skyrocketed 450% due to Christie eating it all. Thank you, Chris.
Chris, we have a T-shirt here. We should probably send you one. You got his email in your
what a
address.
White frog loop T-shirt.
My governor can eat your governor T-shirts.
If we would have known, we could have sent it to him ahead of time.
Oh, he could have worn it. It would have been wonderful.
That would have been great. You're not allowed to wear that, Cheyenne. Okay, you have to be nice.
What am I looking at?
Cheyenne's.
You, I am. Oh, my microphone condom is falling. Oh, my microphone piece is falling
off.
That's
really,
it.
Sandy?
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
It took Cheyenne to the covering thing.
The cover
here.
fell off his microphone because he's slow.
And thank you, Shy, for bringing that out.
What do you guys have planned for Christmas? What do you got? Cheyenne's all excited because it's 11 days away. Go ahead, tell me.
We haven't even decorated the tree yet.
That's all right. You're not supposed to do it till Christmas Eve
tomorrow.
If you follow tradition.
We're doing it tomorrow.
That's right.
That's
really?
Different
that's tradition.
The real
that
tradition.
That was tradition
that
in our true. House because yeah. our fathers were that's too true. Cheap to buy a real price tree. So they went out Christmas Eve and bought the tree.
It was half price.
It was half price.
Correct.
I don't like when people do that.
Well, next weekend.
We didn't either, but we didn't know.
What?
Next weekend you're doing the Oaks Gun Show.
Yeah,
with Freedom
we can't
Ammo.
Do it next weekend.
You're going to be at the Oaks Gun Show with Freedom Ammo? We'll talk about it. Let's hear it. Say it again.
I'm going to be at the Oaks Gun Show with Freedom Ammo, which is another one of my sponsors. They were actually my first sponsor.
That's right. I
Are you
going to
be there all
sponsor.
3 days or just... Yeah.
Just two.
Which is Saturday and Sunday?
Friday?
No, Saturday and Sunday.
Just Saturday and Sunday.
Good. Excellent.
If you see a real cheap
you know, the
guy
booth number?
In a jazzy with two shopping bags, that'd be Sandy. Okay? He puts a disguise on. He puts Billy Bob Teeth in.
Billy Bob Teeth.
A wig. He gets on a Jazzy.
I got a lot of free stuff that way. It's really pretty good.
He actually shoplifts.
Actually make more money that way because I, you know, people give me, you know, spare change. It's very nice.
So you just plan on having a nice, quiet Christmas Eve? Just no shooting involved or anything? You're not going to go to the range probably? Just hang out with the family?
Yeah.
Nice. And what about you?
We'll probably be around here for a
We're
couple of days.
We're closed Christmas Day. They'll probably be shooting Christmas Eve.
Christmas Day. Or you could bring the tree in and shoot the ornaments.
They live close to the range. Until we franchise this and build one down in South Jersey or Philly,
that'll be their home base. Yeah, I'll just shoot them off.
Nice.
So we're going to do a franchise of Gun for Hire outside of Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Outside of Charlotte.
That's on the list, too, actually. Yeah. Is that where you want to move?
Charlotte.
North Carolina. It's a beautiful area.
A free state.
Yep.
All right, well, when we come back,
some safety tips.
We're going to have safety tips, and we also have a very special piece of music. It is the new Hillary Clinton theme song.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Talk about dry knees. I think I've lost my taste for country music.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Listen to this. Hillary Clinton. Seriously. Oh, this is it. Come on. This is bad. This is unbelievable. Do you?
This is as bad as the KFC
music.
Dinner.
That doesn't even sound like it. I know what country music sounds like.
And that's not good
right.
Country.
That's not good country music.
Country music.
And I like country music.
Jason Aldean is country
I liked
music.
Nice.
Country
we,
music.
We all piled on Cheyenne the last break because when I was talking about women and everybody helping her, her dad said, what about everybody that helped you during at the Pro-Am that stepped in? Tell us a little who helped you. And how good was it?
It was really good. Lena Michalik and her mom, Kay, helped me a lot. Lena adopted me, welcomed me in as her new little sister.
Nice.
Cool.
Jana Reeves helped me. Stephanie Payne helped me. And Diana Leodore.
And they all helped you. They all showed you stuff. They asked you stuff. They let you try their equipment. I saw stuff like that, right?
Yep.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Lena's mom, Kay, actually, as I already said, she helped me a lot and was giving me options, like ways to shoot the match and different configurations that would help me go faster.
So they were giving you actual pointers, too?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a beautiful thing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really great. I mean, we talk about it over and over and over again about just the generosity, and you don't. And these are other competitors who are really just raising you up, which is really really cool. I don't think you see this in other sports as much as you see it here.
And Lena, I actually have Lena's phone number.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
You want to announce it over to? No, you don't.
So guys, while I have you guys in here, so we have a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old, Sophia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if I get a teenager's age wrong, she'll kill
you're
me.
You're
couple,
over.
Couple of things. You guys are girls, and I just want to talk about some child safety stuff. You know, you girls like to go to the mall, right?
Yeah.
One girl doesn't like to go to the mall. Sage, you hear that? She woke right up.
Right away.
You know, one thing you should always remember is, you know, there's always safety in numbers. Always stick with somebody when you go to the mall. And the important thing is always let people know where you are.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah. Always. And if your plan deviates, if you're not going to go to Red Robin Burgers and you're going to go to some other burger place, dad, mom, whoever.
Real thing.
Red Robin is a real burger. What did I say, the other one?
No.
What?
Now I'm
hungry. It's just Red Robin's.
Oh, okay. Red Robin. Anyway. Okay. But think about a couple of other things. When you're walking or riding your bike, always take a friend with you because there's power in numbers. If anybody bothers you, you know, you should get
especially
away from that person.
Especially when you're at the roller skating rink.
People bother you at the roller skating rink?
No. Oh, okay. My dad always says, like, you always have to bring your friend or, like, my friend has an adult brother that comes with us or adult sister.
Uh-huh.
And they, like, if I'm at a birthday party or it's over the weekend, they have to stay there and watch us.
Correct. If a car was to pull up and ask you for directions or they wanted you to see their puppy or their duck inside, would you go up there and look at it?
No.
Okay. And all right, I'm just checking. The best thing to do is if the car is facing, let's say, to your right, you just walk or run to your left. Because that
you
car can't
go away
the
from
opposite
it.
Way the car is pointing, correct? Because it's very hard. And if you were alone, you wouldn't want to run in a hallway or an alleyway. You'd want to run in a public place like a store or a laundromat to get help. Obviously, cell phones are a good thing too, but you have to be careful. You can't be fixated on that.
Mm-hmm.
And
a store or a laundromat?
Laundromat, anywhere, anything that's just running anywhere where there's people and ask for help.
Would you hide in a dryer?
Don't hide in a dryer. If you run in an alleyway or you run into an apartment entry or something, you can end up becoming abducted. So you want to run somewhere where it's public, where there's people.
Witnesses to see.
Correct, and you can say, help me, this person's trying to get me in their car or something, and they'll flee at that point, all right? We also tell kids that, because most kids are abducted by friends or family, or someone who knows the child, that like Cheyenne, you and your dad should have a code word. Because if your Uncle Joe came to your school one day and said, after school, and said, come with me, dad's been in an accident, okay? You would have to say, what's the code word. If your Uncle Joe doesn't know the code word, then you can't go with him unless the police are there.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Is that for real?
That's for real.
No, that's for real.
Yes, that's for real.
He's on the fire department.
Most kids are abducted by someone they know because they have the means. We teach Sophia, don't go with strangers. Now I'm not a stranger anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I show up outside of her school and say, your dad called me, he has to work, and he told me to pick you up.
Dude, that's creepy.
Correct. The FBI has gotten so good at stranger kidnappings. It's not like it was in the 50s and 60s where they would get a ransom and it was worth it for them to take the chance. It's almost always somebody that the child knows.
Oh. So that's why you need to have a code word or a password.
In my school, we're not allowed to open the door to anyone, not even our teachers.
Yeah. Really? If just the door's locked, you mean?
If the door's locked,
imagine what that it would have been like in our day?
Actually, last year, somebody their teacher got locked outside because I don't know what she was doing, but she got locked outside, and the teacher, like, the kid wouldn't let him in because it was a rule. You weren't allowed to open the door for anyone, even if it was your teacher.
Wow.
Did you guys eat yet?
No.
You're going to eat in the canteen and on me, and you're going to... I took it over. I want you guys to eat. It's on me, and then I want you to post the food and how good it was. If
it was
bad, you're out.
Okay.
So, Sandy, these are the cords. The other thing is we got a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old here.
5 years apart.
We talk about this. Thank you. She's good at math, see?
Yes.
I had to figure it out. I left my abacus in my car. So, listen.
I told you I'm really good at math.
Either one of them. Shy's a little too young to be left home alone, okay? Sophia could be left home alone at 15 years old. The old school would have been if I knocked on the door, she would say, "Who is it? Nobody's home." And then I take my crowbar out and I break into the door and I rob the house or whatever. Because when we were kids, we were told not to answer. We were right, Dan, remain silent.
Yeah.
Today, you have to teach your kids if someone knocks on the door, Sophia's supposed to say, "Who is it? I can't open a door. My dad's sleeping. He gets angry if I wake him up." She has her cell phone in her hand, of course. It's in her hand right now. Look.
Yeah, okay? Of course.
It's
and you're ready to
me.
Call 911, Sophia. You wouldn't call the cops. You wouldn't call your father or mother. You call 911 immediately. You don't call family members and waste time. Let the cops come. That's what we pay them for, to protect us. Let them figure out if that person knocking on a door is a good person or a bad person. Mm-hmm. But you can't stand behind the door and not answer, because it might be a robbery where they're going to smash and grab.
And
they're going to end up standing next to you in the living room. Now you're a potential witness to this crime, and they can't have that, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to announce that you are home. When I was a kid, we were told don't answer. Right, Dan?
No, that's absolutely true.
Sandy, right? Yep, don't answer.
Absolutely. Don't even answer.
I had a guy, right. I had a truckload full of Mexicans show up at the door last fall.
We're getting letters.
Unannounced. Knocked on the door, and I ignored it at first. And eventually I wound up answering it. You know, "Oh, you want your leaves raked?" "No." And I, on reflection, you know, he left after a minute, and it was two or three guys and an Explorer with out-of-state tags. And reflecting on it, as long as he had been there, that I ignored him, I'm convinced that if I hadn't answered the door,
they were
coming in.
They were
kicking
the door
in.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. That's how it works. You two guys, when you're walking, you should always walk in the opposite direction of traffic on the sidewalk. So if the traffic's heading north, you should be walking south down the sidewalk. You don't want cars to pull up alongside of you. You always want to be the opposite way whenever possible. Yeah. Again, if you walk to school or you walk to your friend's house, if you say, "Dad, I'm going to my friend's house," if there's a deviation, Dad needs to know.
Yeah.
Okay, you never lie about that, even though, seriously, because then they don't know where you are.
We had the 12-year-old girl one town over from us
on the bicycle.
Year, on the bicycle.
Yes.
Rode three blocks away. Right. That was 3 miles from our house.
Okay. Right. So.
Right.
These things happen. We talked about that case many a times last year. Was she 12 years old?
She was 12. I mean, when
they
I was
threw
a kid,
her in a garbage can after they killed. They killed her for her bicycle.
For her bicycle.
For, bicycle. For the parts.
And when
bicycle.
I was 12, it was nothing for us to ride the entire
bike.
Of course.
Correct.
Of course. It was a whole different world.
Yeah, my parents didn't know where I was in the summertime from sun up to sundown.
They liked it
and
that way.
Yeah, get out of the house or I'll find something for you to do.
All right, the girls are hungry and they look bored. Patriots Pork Roll Canteen is open for business. There's a Facebook page. There's a page on our website. You guys are going to... Your teacher likes pork roll?
No, my teacher likes the old stuff.
Oh, wait till you see the menu. Listen, guys, the holidays are here. Build-A-Bear gift cards. Host a holiday party here if you want. Masad Ayoub will be here in May, and Evan Knapp in February 13th, Friday the 13th. Classes are filling up. Come on down. I want to thank Sophia. Say thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I want to thank Cheyenne.
Thank you.
Oh, she said thank you. She didn't give me a dirty look. I want to thank Frog Lube for sponsoring both of these fine young ladies. I want to thank all of our listeners and supporters. Come on down and check out the canteen. Check out the range. And show your support. Look what happened to Mike Del Greco. He made a nice donation for Toys for Tots, and it paid
Got
back
business.
Already. Okay? Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Hire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the lovely ladies in the studio, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please take a moment to go to froglube.com or on their Facebook page and let the folks over there know that you heard them on Gun for Hire Radio, and thank them for sponsoring our two young ladies. And we also want to let you know that the folks at Lipstick Bodyguard have beefed up their servers to handle the influx of massive holiday business. So if you want to get your order in for Christmas, lipstickbodyguard.com. Do it now while supplies last and the free book offer still holds. We love you guys. See you next week. Say goodbye, Winston. From sea to the shine.